I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, former Texans QB still in the news. The new one is on the field, Davis Mills. Texans getting some work in this week. 95% participation. Only two guys not there. Malik Collins and Laremy Tunsil. The Tunsil part's interesting.
Very.
I get that different guys handle, you know, voluntary workouts different ways. But a guy who missed the last couple months of the season last year, a guy who we thought might be traded, a guy who got a new contract, one of the veterans on the team, a guy that's going to be protecting the blind side of Davis Mills, and a guy with a new coach in Lovie Smith. And a culture that's been called into question with vibes as good as they've ever been. I'm not questioning whether or not Laremy Tunsil is going to be ready to go, but it is weird that Laremy Tunsil's not here. And it did seem like Lovie Smith, he didn't necessarily call out Malik and Laremy for not being there, but make no mistake about it, he did make it clear that he would have liked for everyone to be there, and I think it would have made the most sense for a guy like a Laremy Tunsil, along with Brandon Cooks and other leaders on this team that were actually there, to have been there.
I think it's a matter of personal pride, and Laremy Tunsil missed the boat. Let's just be honest, you know, because if somebody tells you or you hear about a certain aspect of your personality that they think is a shortcoming, what do you hate that people say about you that you try to disprove? I don't know. Just Landry Locker always gets to the office late, which, by the way, for the record, he gets there early. I'm just saying, let's say they always get to the office. He always gets to the office early.
What the hell are you talking about?
No, let me explain. So let's say there's a reputation out there. People are tweeting about that. People are telling you, why do you get to the office late? Why do you get to the office late? Wouldn't you, out of a matter of personal pride, want to get to the office early to prove them wrong? And so that's what I'm saying. And just to reiterate, he does, and he gets there early. I'm just using that as an example. If Laremy Tunsil has heard, well, he's quitting on the team, well, he's really not hurt that bad, you know, he doesn't want to play the rest of the season, wouldn't you want to be at the first opportunity to be on the field with your teammates? That's what I'm talking about. Just the personal pride factor of Laremy Tunsil, he should have been there.
Well, I don't even know if it's personal pride. I just think when you're rebuilding a culture and you have a new coach and you have a new situation and there's kind of a revived commitment to you to where that uncertainty that we had last year isn't there. It just seems like it wouldn't be a personal pride thing. To me, personal pride a lot of times comes across as phony. Like, you're fake hustling, like you're just trying to eliminate some sort of perception about you. But the showing up to the office early type of example, like that is phony to me. I just think when you're building a culture, you need like guys who are actually like bought in. And that's what they always say. So I don't even think it has anything to do with personal pride. I just think a guy like Laremy Tunsil, I think it goes a long way for the guys in the locker room to be able to look to their left side and see one of their best players out there who they were without last year for like 2 months.
But that's what I'm talking about. I think it is that personal pride thing because of what you just said there at the end. Like, my teammates need to know what they're hearing is not true. And it's not a matter of like trying to dispel some myth just for show. No, it's like, guys, I'm with you. We have a brand new offensive line. We have a brand new offensive line coach. I'm here. and it's because I want to be here. Don't listen to the outsiders. I don't think – I mean, I guess conceivably it could be just for show, but I don't – I think if you have any pride in yourself at all, you're like, guys, that's not the way this is. That's not what I'm doing.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. HBO Real Sports with Brian Gumbel yesterday. Deshaun Watson was the focal point of this. I'll be honest, a lot of it was stuff that we'd already heard, that we already knew from a couple of the accusers. But it got really interesting at the very end. We'll present that to you. But before we do, here is Ashley Solis. And this is something that Rusty Harden brought up yesterday that kind of caught our attention. Rusty Harden has made it clear, and I thought it was strange that he said it the way he did, that only, admittedly, only three of the 22 lawsuits, according to them, ended with sexual intercourse or sexual encounters, whatever it is. Only three out of 22. Okay, congratulations on that. Like, that's okay. Whatever you say, Rusty. Here was Ashley Solis and her response. And this to me was that this was the like from her, from the part that she was featured in and the other accuser was featured in. This was the new stuff and the new like defense of counter to the defense of Deshaun Watson that I thought was interesting from Ashley Solis yesterday on HBO.
Watson's attorney has said that Watson never engaged in any behavior that wasn't mutually desired by the other party.
I'm not a sex worker. I am a massage therapist. And for them to say that anything was consensual, either they don't realize or they don't care about the danger that puts me in, because that gives a message to people that massage therapists do those kind of things.
First of all, extremely believable, which she has been in the past. And you said, we've heard a lot of this stuff, but I think, and the nation has heard a lot of it too, but I think when you put it out there in this context at this moment, when so much is on the line for Deshaun's season and for these ladies, obviously, it was very believable and it resonated. I think it really did resonate. And that's the perspective of someone basically saying, that's a lie. That's not what I do. And I think that just resonates.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know what exactly the, I would love to hear like the cross-examination of Deshaun Watson, and we'll hear from a member of Harden and Associates who I thought probably should have set out yesterday.
Yes, me too.
She probably should have. Laramie Tunsil and Leah Graham should have switched places. Laramie Tunsil should have been in action yesterday, and Leah Graham should have been sitting on the sidelines. I don't know what in the hell Harden and Associates was thinking yesterday. And Rusty talked about, you know, high five moments. There is no way that someone as smart as Rusty Harden was sitting at home watching this HBO sports thing, and he saw his coworker and another Watson attorney, Leah Graham, go up there and was high-fiving.
No way.
There's no way.
No way.
If anyone was high-fiving, it had to have been Tony Busby and members of the accusers, the accusers' legal team. Because I don't know what the heck that was. We'll hear it in a sec. But it made absolutely it made very little sense. And this notion that like three of 22 and it happened after and all that type of stuff, like what is the process for that? That's the other thing. She said some crazy things and they just should have sat out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.